Radio Prague News.
A ceremony was held in Prague on Saturday honoring the victims of the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia on August 21, 1968. An audience member killed himself by falling onto the stage during a concert by the Czech musician Markéta Irglová and her group The Swell Season. And Olympic champion Barbara Špatáková has announced she'll be trained by javelin legend Jan Železný. A ceremony was held at the Czech Radio Building in Prague on Saturday, honoring the victims of the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia on August 21, 1968. Warsaw-packed troops had entered the country during the previous night, halting the liberalization reforms of the Prague Spring. Speaking at Saturday's memorial ceremony, the chairman of the Senate, Přemysl Sobotka, paid tribute to the Czechoslovak radio journalists who had kept the public informed about the invasion. He said that listeners didn't hear the truth again until 21 years later, when the communist regime fell. Over 100 people were killed in the violence that followed the occupation. The greatest losses were recorded at the Czech radio building on Vinohradská Street, which had become a rallying point for resistance. A member of the audience committed suicide during a concert by the Czech musician Markéta Irglová and her group The Swell Season in the US city of Saratoga on Thursday night. The man jumped from the roof that covered the venue's stage, landing on the podium and dying instantly. The band extended their sympathies to the victim's family and friends in an internet post. Markéta Irglová and The Swell Season's Glenn Hansard won an Academy Award for Best Original Song for their composition Falling Slowly in February 2008, just days before her 20th birthday. She is the only Czech woman to have ever won an Oscar. Olympic javelin champion Barbara Špatáková has announced that from now on, she'll be trained by the greatest athlete in the history of the discipline, her Czech compatriot Jan Železný. Špatáková holds the women's record in the javelin, while Železný, who retired in 2006, holds the men's record. The move brings to an end the 29-year-old's association with trainer Rudolf Černý and comes after a season in which she suffered injury problems and could finish no higher than in third place at the European Championships in Barcelona. Quickly now, a look at the weather. It should remain hot in the coming days, with temperatures of up to 30 degrees Celsius. Forecasters say we can expect a good deal of sunshine and occasional storms. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find many more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.